Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. Not only am I excited as usual, but I've got my coffee and my oatmeal on my sideboard, ready to face the day heart healthy. And I'm extra excited because across the window from me, vaccinated like myself, is in the booth there, Anna Rose MacArthur, to start to show more from her in a second. But first, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. Raven Alaska will resume regular flights to Aniak from Anchorage. The airline shut down after declaring emergency bankruptcy last summer and has since entered new ownership. Aniak is the 13th community the airline is expanding service to and the first in the YK Delta. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur is on the line to talk with Raven CEO Rob McKinney about the airline's return to the region. Here they both are.
Rob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Raven is flying its first flights from Anchorage to Aniak today after resuming the airline post-bankruptcy. So are tickets booked? Is anyone going to be on that flight?
Yeah, we have a few people that's going to be on that inaugural flight, so we're really excited to welcome them back on our very first flight back to Aniak.
And why did Raven choose Aniak as the first community in the YK Delta to resume its service to?
We just looked at a lot of various factors that made sense for us to start with Aniak. And then concurrently, Aniak was on the list of a required city that we had to add back. So it just made sense for that community to be first.
And why was it required to add Aniak?
It was just on the list that from the DOT of minimum service level cities that Raven has to serve.
And what are Raven's plans for other communities in the region that used to have Raven service? Are there other plans for expansion?
There are. We're working on plans to start service to St. Mary's in just a few weeks, but we don't have those itineraries or times finalized yet.
Airlines in the region are a major employer, and when Raven left, that left a huge employment void in the region. When you're expanding to Aniak, expanding to St. Mary's, are you rehiring former Raven employees?
So because of how all Raven's assets got divvied up in the bankruptcy proceeding, we, the new owners of Raven, didn't get everything back that Raven used to have. So we're really pleased to be partnering with Ryanair, who will be assisting with turning our flights and ground handling us in both Aniak and St. Mary's. And I don't know the exact figures, but I know they're most likely going to have to rehire people to service our flights.
So as am I hearing that Raven is not going to be hiring people in Aniak and St. Mary's as of now, and instead Ryanair is going to be the employer there? So Raven isn't adding new jobs to those communities?
Exactly, because we don't have any real estate there. So we have to have a partner to be able to have a place for our passengers to come and go from. And Ryanair owns those facilities. So, you know, they've been gracious to be a partner with us. So there's no real way for us to have direct employees in those communities as it is right now.
Are there plans to eventually add Raven jobs to the region?
Sure. I think that, nothing stays the same, and as things evolve with the service to the region and to the Delta, that will for sure be a part of it. But it was important to us to get service restarted back as quickly as possible. So this partnership with Ryanair has been really great for us.
And Ravenair had developed not a good reputation in Alaska and in the YK Delta. There's a history of unreliable service, and there's also a history of multiple crashes, some of them fatal. So what is Raven doing to rebuild trust and safety?
So two big questions there. Let me dig into the customer service aspect of it first. Tom Shea, who is my partner in this endeavor, when we decided that, you know, we wanted to pursue an opportunity in aviation as a result of all the contraction in the industry because of COVID, there was lots of opportunities, Raven just being one. But we really felt like Raven was the best opportunity to be of service. That's really what drives both of us, is that we want to make sure that we're serving individuals, serving communities, and in this case, serving the state of Alaska. So we have dedicated ourselves. We have put every single employee through customer service training and on exactly how it is that they're supposed to treat individuals and make sure that everyone gets the best possible service that they can. We're limiting seats on fuller flights to make sure that we're not bumping bags. We don't overpromise. I think you've seen, we've started back in this endeavor last September, and we're just now adding our 11th city. So we're doing it in a methodical manner so that we don't slip on our customer service and we don't slip on our promises. That is just so important to us. On the safety front, the Raven that you see now, although it's the same name and the same logos, is a far different company than what it was before. Before, it was trying to cobble together five different air carriers under one brand, but they still were operating completely separately. They all had different managements and different styles of different corporate cultures. Today's Raven has one airplane. Not one airplane, but one type of airplane and one air carrier certificate and one seamless management. So we meet about safety every single week. That we have a robust safety reporting system. We have a very aggressive dispatch department that makes sure that the weather and everything is safe. We have redoubled our efforts. Even pilot training that didn't need to be conducted, we did as if we were starting from scratch. So safety just has to be number one, or we really don't have anything. So just because of the less complexity of the operation, we are by far safer than what Raven, I believe, was in the past.
Which also makes me ask, knowing that the reputation that Raven had and the reputation that you're going to have to spend a lot of energy rebuilding and that you've already put a lot of energy into to start that rebuild, why take over Raven? You did comment on being able to provide service, but why Raven specifically?
Well, we saw that there were so many communities that were just so isolated without air service, and when Raven shut down so suddenly, the disruption it caused to people's lives, and especially in a year like 2020 when people were suffering anyway, that the being disconnected from the rest of the national transportation network was extremely severe on these isolated communities. So for us, for myself and Tom, we decided that we could be of best service by reconnecting them with quality service that they could count on, know that they're safe on, and be proud of.
And does Raven have a contract to carry mail between Anchorage and Aniak, and does this support scheduled passenger service?
We don't as of today. I've had really good talks with the post office just beginning this week, and the plan is that it will return mail service on Raven will return, but we're bringing the passenger service back as a standalone as we speak today.
Raven sold many of its assets after its declared bankruptcy and then started liquidating. So where are you getting your equipment from, like planes and hangars?
So the main hangar here in Anchorage is now owned by the new management. As part of the bankruptcy, we acquired seven airplanes in purchase, so we have seven -8s completely free and clear, and we've subsequently leased three more. So right now the fleet stands at 10 airplanes. We also acquired $1.5 million of ground surface equipment that was scattered throughout the state. So we really did get the backbone of what is needed to, you know, restart a quality airline.
And then you talked about how in Aniak there's no more facilities. Ryanair bought those Raven facilities. The same thing happened here in Bethel. Grant bought the hangar, or rather the terminal here in Bethel. So are there plans to buy terminals in other communities eventually that you expand to?
We hope so. Again, as we get more established in the state and the communities, we hope that there's opportunities for that. But right now, we've found really good partnerships that we're just excited that we're able to return the service. So, you know, as we're only 6 months into this approximately, and we believe that the longer that we're here, the more we'll be able to get established and bring back some of the facilities that Raven had before. Although I will say that it is never going to be our intention to try to be all things to all people. You're never going to see the Raven of before, where they were trying to go into every community and do so many different kinds of flying, because I think that just spreads focus too thin. I think there's so many operators in the state that operate 9 seats and less that do a really, really good job of it. And so it's not Raven's intention to go into that space again, but just be partners with those operators.
You're 6 months into this operation. How has that been, especially during a pandemic?
Well, when people ask me, like, how's it going, or how are things, or vague terms like that, my stock answer is that, you know, it's not as easy to restart a bankrupt airline in a pandemic as most people would think. So there's been significant challenges, but it's all in all, it's been wonderful. I can't say enough about the team that has come back, of the Raven, previous Raven employees that have returned. We're 368 now is our employee count. All of them are phenomenal, and I just feel pride every day to have coworkers come in and know that we're all pulling in the same direction, and we're all going to make this airline something that everybody is really proud of, and the days of crummy customer service will be long in the past.
And is Raven making a profit or projected to at a certain point down the line that you can see?
Well, obviously, it has to make a profit. It is a for-profit business, and there's investors that need return on that. Well, we're maybe not quite there yet, but we're getting close to cresting the hill. And by most metrics that we measure here in the airline business, we're ahead of where we predicted that we would be back in July when the auction closed.
And Rob, will you tell a little bit about your background? You have experience yourself as a pilot.
I do, yeah. I'm about 7,500 hours myself. I graduated from Purdue University way, way back, and started out life as a pilot, done lots of different things. I flew FedEx caravans, falling freight. I used to even haul canceled bank checks back when that kind of thing went on way, way back. I've flown corporate Learjets. But at some point in my career, it was a limited value add for me just to be a pilot. So I went back to school and got a master's degree in business, and then have been on a track pretty much ever since, where I still maintain my pilot credentials, but I focus more on the business side, because that's where I believe that I can add value in creating jobs and creating reliable service to communities.
And you said that Raven plans to expand to St. Mary's in the matter of weeks. Is there a date we can put on that?
I wish I had a date for you, but I don't just yet. We're targeting March, so you know, everything seems to be harder and take longer than we had hoped. So it might be later in March, but I don't have an exact date for you.
And what will that service look like? How many flights a week?
In the beginning, it'll probably be 2 a week, and then we're hoping to flex up to 5 or 6 a week in St. Mary's. And as the summer draws near.
And what will that route be? Will it be directly from Anchorage to St. Mary's?
In the beginning, no, it'll be a wrap. So it'll be a stop in Antioch and then on to St. Mary's and then return.
And you said, I believe, about 365 current Raven employees are employed in the business. And how many employees do you plan to add?
We're at 368 right now. Our projection through 2021 is that we should be around, by the end of the year, somewhere around 425 to 430.
You said that Raven doesn't plan to be the Raven that it was before, where it was trying to get into so many rural communities and having so many different sizes, planes, very small planes, larger planes, and just trying to keep a tighter focus, not be all things to all people. So What does that mean for people in the YK Delta? They can just expect Antioch, St. Mary's, maybe a couple other hubs, but not going into smaller communities?
That's correct. I think there's operators in the state that do a really, really good job of that, and we're in talks to be partners with those operators, and we think that us focusing on our core business of what we do and operating the Dash 8 platform is the way we can best serve the state and these communities. So yeah, there will be a couple others added, but you probably won't see Raven going into, you know, smaller communities that require the smaller airplanes.
Now, for a high-stakes question, is when I would fly from Anchorage to Bethel, I would get a giant cookie. Do you still get a cookie?
You do. It was funny. I had no idea when we purchased the company about the cookies, but it didn't take me very long before I realized that my personal safety would be at risk if I did away with the cookies. So, yes, the cookies are still there.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Rob, we have about a minute left. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I'm just so pleased at the progress that we've made and the response that we've gotten from all our communities. I encourage you, even if you have a bad taste in your mouth or frustrations from the past, that you give this new Raven a try, and I think you'll be delightfully surprised in your experience.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Rob McKinney is the CEO of Raven. Grady, back to you. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Thanks, Anna Rose. Listeners, on Monday, you want to join Coffee at KYUK for a conversation with Lower Kuskokwim School District Superintendent Kimberly Hankins to discuss school reopening. That's Monday on Coffee at KYUK, and I've just got one thing left to say, and that's, don't forget, to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.